was planning a talk, start working on my talk for Sunday, Monday. And I got back, I was really excited about my talk for today. It was called Wake Up and Smell the Focus. It's all about meditation. And I wanted to talk about my favorite meditation practice, and that's working with Dr. Joe Dispenza's materials. But my guidance came in, and so I had to change things. And when I come back with a clear sense of that something's changing, I check in with Jane, and she concurs. Okay, so what's different is that last Sunday, we had our town hall meeting, and most of our community wasn't there. And I did mention that we'd be sharing news that would affect the future of Unity Spiritual Center. And so Jane and I shared that we're going to be retiring in 2 years. And we didn't want that news to kind of go out as rumors or murmurings. And we knew that only a few, about 55, 60 people heard that news and heard our conversation about how we came up with that decision, and that the majority of folks haven't really heard that, and as I've been with that that decision, that announcement, I've discovered that I'm in process myself, and so I have to kind of shake it all out. I have to get this kind of complete this process, and so I want to do two things today. I want to share a little bit about our process for coming up with this decision. And then I wanted to really land on the common struggle that I think all of us have, and that is we have something big that we want to see come forth in our life, but for whatever reason, we sense that we are in our own way. Have you ever discovered one of those moments or those life conditions? You kind of run out of all the excuses with respect to what's not happening out there, and you finally come to terms with, I'm in my own way. And so when it came to the whole question of retirement, which I'm wanting to talk about in just a bit, I discovered that I had this huge belief that I don't believe that I can afford to retire. And so when you come up with a decision that you're going to retire, but you're living in the belief that you can't afford to it, you can't afford to retire, it changes how you're in relationship with what you're trying to plan in terms of creating your greater good. And so part of that is this. I'm just kind of getting into the conversation right now. But so suffice to say that about October, Jane and I were heard murmurings from the office as Linda and Jim got together to sit down with some others to put together our budget. You know, they were in the question, you know, our ministers have been with us for a while now. When are they supposed to leave? Because we had told them when we were hired, we were given a 5-year contract and that we would be retiring after we were complete here. We have property in Kettle Falls. It's not like we're going anywhere. It's just that when we're done, that's what's going to happen. And so from the very beginning, there was the awareness as far as those who hired us that we would have 5 years and then we'd have to be talking about what's next. And so it came to this team to discover, well, last time when Jane and Gary were hired, we had to get money from the congregation to be able to even fund the search process. So we should be budgeting for that eventuality. And then, oh, by the way, Gary and Jane, when are you planning to retire? You know, so we can kind of, and I did not. Jane was, yeah, okay, let's be in that conversation because, you know, she's got grand critters all over Canada. And she needs to, you know, she needs to be about that kind of part of her life. And here I am, you know, pushing away that question because I'm living in the belief that I can't afford to retire. So why would I want to welcome the conversation? And so every time we gathered to be a little bit closer to that conversation, I just sort of felt feeling myself in that dis-ease, that sense that I don't have what I need to be able to see my way into that eventuality. And so while I knew the principle, yeah, God would take care of us, but that doesn't help my indecision, my anxiety in that moment. So when it came to pass that we actually told the board And the board kind of adjusted to that information. And then we told the staff, and the staff had to adjust to that information. And then nothing bad happened. And so everything was okay. But the idea of getting with the idea that we would have to, after 2 years, December 2020, is our last, on Jane's birthday, is our last Sunday, or our last time, our last day. We moved from being your ministers to being a part of this community. And so as I look towards that eventuality, it's more than just me dealing with my retirement. It's much more complicated than that. You see, part of my effort is, and part of what, you know, you've been drawn into by having us as your ministers, we were hired to turn this ministry around, to bring it into a place of viability, because it was in decline, as is 9 out of 10 churches in the United States are in decline due to declining attendance and financial support. And part of the dynamic of dealing with the church in decline is that we cannot do the same things and expect different results. We have to do something totally different. So in these last 4 years that we've been engaged here, we've been evolving this ministry to a mission-centric ministry practice because it is more sustainable, and we're in the process of figuring out how to fund it, and that was part of what the center update was about. But the point is that as I look at my legacy, my personal passion and purpose is to transform the entire New Thought movement. Because if we go away, and the trends are is that a congregational ministry is on its way out, if we go away, then that means that we lose the community that we're trying to cultivate as being our safety net for dealing with these chaotic times. And so for me, looking at 5 years and where we are in that process of bringing forth that new paradigm in ministry that could be a model for the entire New Thought movement, I'm looking at us, by the time we leave, we'll have been almost 6 years, and it's going to take 8 years for us to complete this work. So there's 2 more years after we retire that is still needed to be a part of our intentional effort to create a ministry that is going to be able to be sustained, independent of Gary and Jane as being the spiritual leaders. So with that as being part of my concern about moving into the decision to pick a date, I had to also understand that that the work, the legacy that we're creating together can continue independent of our being the ministers, the senior ministers in our role. We can support this effort as your coaches, as a part of this community. So I was able to resolve my concern that our leaving would diminish this ministry's capacity to fulfill the purpose of evolving into a mission-centric ministry practice. And that I have a clear vision as to what it is that we can become in the time that we have left and in the way in which you can be supported by Jane and myself. But suffice to say that there had to be a point where Jane and I had to go all in on an intent to actualize a dimension of our lives and our relationship to not only this ministry, but our own personal life, that until that was actualized, we could not see how it is possible that we could accomplish the things that were important to us, including affording to be able to retire. And so part of what is important for us to kind of recognize is that all of us are called to go all in on something that we lack the scaffolding to be able to see how it's possible for this to be happening or taking place. That all of us have some important purpose or passion to fulfill and bring forth that we lack the clarity with respect to how can be brought into being, but yet we are still called to go all in by taking the steps that's necessary to go and make it begin and start to allow providence to move. And when we understand that there is such a force as providence, as this divine dimension that has as its essence, a guarantee that we will be taken care of in every authentic step towards the fulfillment of our purpose and passion. If we know that that is the absolute truth, then we can trust in the process and in the dimension of ourself that is already calling us into the full expression of what and who we're meant to be in our lives. And so as Jane and I got to the place where we welcomed this decision, this choice, and as we began to settle in to the realization that we were setting in motion providence, we were setting in motion in our lives a force that would take care of all the details that we couldn't even possibly imagine, but yet we're a part of the journey. And so I got to share a couple of things that have happened as a kind of one of these things that sort of shows, okay, that's it. It's really going on. So after we shared with the community last Sunday, and then Monday happened, and this is before I decided to change my talk. I'm still working with talking about Dr. Joe meditation stuff. I'm focused on that. And then I forgot it popped out of my mind. Oh, that's right. Okay, thank you. You know, it's my alternative healing process that is a side effect. Anyway, so I received. So here's the thing. So we go all in, and from nowhere, we get this email of a realtor sharing us information about a piece of property here in Spokane, 8 miles away from where we live out at Eagle Ridge. And it's a piece of property with a hangar on it. Okay? And it has a 2,600 foot runway on the property. And inside the hangar is a house. And I don't know if you recall my Mind movie, where that exact picture is depicted. Well, we went and saw that property yesterday.
You were moving there when you retired.
No. But that's not the point. The point is that when Providence moves, all of a sudden the universe starts showing up and say, okay, here we go. Are you ready? You're going to be tested. And so we got the first lead, and we went and had to go out, and we had to open ourselves. Is this it? Okay, so all of those possibilities are still there, but there's another one. So 3 years ago, when I was needing to make some extra money, I applied for a job at Spokane Community College in the aviation vocational area. I wanted to help train people how to service and work with airplanes. I've built 4 airplanes, and I'm a pilot, so I do have skills. But at the time, I was not qualified. I didn't meet the qualifications, and I couldn't pass the drug test anyway. That because of the alternative therapy stuff. Yes, yes. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Okay, so now there's a message on the answering machine from Spokane Community College Aeronautical Department. They want me to apply for the instructor's job. I got that call Monday. So the point is that when you go all in, Providence moves. And if we're not ready to be saying yes to what's coming, then we've missed something that we have created for ourselves, and that is the portal into the dimension of our being that is here to actualize who and what we are. We are the one unto our life, and if we do not go all in on proving that to ourselves, to the part of us that is still living in the disconnect, then we aren't doing the deeper work. We're still in magical thinking that something out there is going to rescue or save us. So as we are kind of in this struggle to kind of reconcile what we know is the truth. So, for instance, that sense that that I can't afford to retire is like what Jesus describes as You can say unto this mountain, be thou cast into the sea, and if you should have faith enough, it shall obey you. That's the kind of thing that Jesus was describing as our capacity. That if we have a dimension of connection to our sense of who we truly are, which is what faith accesses, that dimension of ourself that is not tethered to our past or our story or our circumstances or the facts of our life, but is rather connected to the truth of who we are, what our essence is, what our essence is really here to express and be. And until we actualize that dimension of ourself, we'll be out there, not islands of sanity, but islands of insanity, insofar as our capacity to really serve the greater good. So the moment that Jane and I said, okay, we're going to say yes to this, all of a sudden we got so many ideas as to what we can do in these next 2 years that really propels this ministry into a capacity to be a model ministry for the entire Unity Movement. I'm serious about this. And I got to tell you that we have colleagues, Jay and I have colleagues throughout the New Thought Movement who are looking to us as being inspiration for what can happen when a community tethers itself to its spiritual practice and its effort to fulfill its purpose, as opposed to tethering itself to the theology that makes our sense of separation kind of more vivid and real. And we don't want to be entangled in trying to fix the world that's out there, but rather exercise our capacity to activate the dimension in us that is immune, or at least not diminished by what's happening in the outer. And I can see that if we are focused on providence, focus on the divine working through us, and hold ourselves quite dearly in the intent to not be swayed by what's happening out there, nor the voices in our heads that speak the words of limitation, then if we understand that the effort is not necessarily to make something that isn't there to happen, but rather to unleash what is possible from within, that is a different way in which we can be with whatever that we're having. So I want to ask this question. Do you have something in your life that you know is something that is important, that is calling you into a greater expression of who and what you've come here to be? Do you have something like that that's kind of percolating back there? Is there some place in your journey where you're aware of needing to take a step, but you've just been in your own way, but still knowing that that step has to happen if something greater is to take place? Do you have something like that in your life? Then what we're wanting to be able to arrive at is the understanding that once we go all in and we begin to recognize that I might not be able to see how it's possible that I can, quote, afford to retire right now, but if I know that the world is working to bring forth through me the clear and certain assurance that I am and always have been divinely cuddled into this intent to bring forth a greater version of myself, I can look back on all my life's journey, and because I have arrived in this woman's life, there is nothing that I've experienced that has been against me if I could get here. Can you see how that's so? And you have to find the one thing that you have in your life that you value so much that everything that's happened in your life, no matter how it's looked and felt, has been a movement towards your greater good. And if you have something good in your life that has that sense of, then you have to look back in your entire life and see that it's always been for you. And never, ever has it been not that way. So I'll leave you with this. The moment one definitely commits oneself and providence moves too, all sorts of things occur to help one that would never have otherwise occurred. The whole stream of events from the decision which no one could have dreamed would have come their way. Whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, magic in it. Begin it. Now. Okay, so Johann Wolfgang Goethe, a German statesman, philosopher, gives us these words that basically is a reiteration of what we already know. And that is divine providence, this divine sense that we are here to unfold ourselves into the greater expression of who and what we've come here to be. But we cannot waste time. We cannot waste time finding fault in what's happening out there. There's not going to be anything out there that's going to satisfy or resolve the deeper disconnect that we have within us. So we have to dive deeply into resolving our own disconnect in the context of the truth and who and what we've come here to be. And the best way to unleash that is to go all in on something that you can't see the final way to, because you see, in God, there is no time, there is no how. The moment that we think about when is this going to happen or how does it happen, we disconnect, we separate ourselves from that very, very thing that we're wanting to call into our life. So we must be present to whatever we're having, the dimension of ourself that is here to make a difference. Let's bring ourselves into that intent to be the one unto our life, because providence moves when we go all in. God bless.